Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we come to a transition Sunday. We're ending this green time after the Epiphany when we were remembering and seeing and encountering all of the ways that God's love was manifest in Jesus. This Wednesday we begin our Lenten journey, and so today we stand at Transfiguration Sunday. I want to make sure I say thank you to everyone who brought your old palms. If you'd had them hanging behind, and if you forgot, as long as you get them to me by Tuesday, all right? But if you remembered and you brought them, thank you so very much, because on Tuesday, we will be burning those palms to be making ashes for our Ash Wednesday service. Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday, February 22nd. We begin our season of Lent with services at either 1 p.m. in the chapel or 7 p.m. here in our sanctuary. Please join us as we begin our Lenten journey together. This evening, all youth who are in 9th through 12th grades are invited here at 6 for a youth meeting. We'll be watching a movie. There'll be snacks. We'll be spending some time together. We're going to try to get this thing going beginning here on this third Sunday in February. So join us if you are able. Beginning a week from Wednesday, we begin our midweek Lenten services. We will gather together in the evenings at 7 p.m. The service will include some hymns and prayers, and this year, we're going to talk about all of the symbols of the disciples that have been painted here in the arch, I'm guessing, for the last 100 years. And so, that's what we're going to talk about this year during our midweek Lent services. Join us for those. There are lots of other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope you read through them. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship, so let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song. The song is "Can I Ascend?" Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, in the transfiguration of your Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah, and in the voice from the bright cloud declaring Jesus your beloved Son, you foreshadowed your adoption as our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory and bring us to enjoy its fullness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson for this morning is from Exodus chapter 24, beginning with verse 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from 2 Peter, the first chapter, beginning with verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had men eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from the God, the Father, when the voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 17th chapter. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How good, Lord, to be here. How good, Lord, to be right here, right now. Peter says that in today's Gospel reading. My mom said it about being at church or in a Bible study. Maybe you're saying it right now to yourself. It's good. And blessed and empowering to be here. Maybe you need comfort. Or maybe you need to feel the presence of God. Maybe you need the helpfulness of your brothers and sisters sitting around you today. And it's here. It's all here. It was also there on the Mount of Transfiguration. How good, Lord, to be here. In the Gospel today, we find ourselves on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, with Peter, James, and John, who I usually call the PJs, but also with Moses and Elijah and a voice from heaven. It's an amazing day. Now, we call this Sunday, this story, Transfiguration, but the Greek word that we get that from is also the word we use for metamorphosis. Something happens today. Now, it could be the glowing, you know, the face like the sun and the clothes that are dazzling white, and I think that that's all part of it. But I also believe that the Transfiguration, the metamorphosis, is that Jesus stands before the PJs alongside Moses and Elijah. And he's not a shy sort of also-ran character, but Jesus stands as the keynote among all those really heavy hitters. Moses and Elijah are there as God's heroes of old. They represent the law and the prophets. These two men, they tried their best to bring God's message of salvation and love to God's people. Now, I think it would have been really amazing to be in their presence And Jesus is there on that mountain speaking with them as the fulfillment of the law and prophets. You see, everything that Moses and Elijah had taught and done were fulfilled in Jesus. But Jesus is also trying to bring the message of God's salvation and love to the people. The time has come for Jesus to turn his face towards Jerusalem. The time has come for Jesus to begin to finish the ministry that he was given. So he spends some time there on the mountain with his friends, Peter, James, and John, but also with Moses and Elijah, in order to find the strength, the peace, the hope that he is going to need as he walks his path to Jerusalem and crucifixion. How good, Lord, to be here. Now, I will admit that that has always kind of sounded weird to hear Peter talk about building booths or tents or dwelling places or whatever. This year, it kind of makes sense to me because it is good to be there on that mountain. And for Peter and James and John and the people of their day and age, hospitality is important. Peter is volunteering to help make those major players comfortable. He recognizes how helpful this moment can be and invites them all to stay a while. I think Peter is just amazed that he gets to be a part of that moment at all. So he encourages all of them to stay a while. How good, Lord, to be here. But there is something more going on. God has another purpose. It's not supposed to be tenting tonight in the old campground for the PJs, Jesus and Moses and Elijah. God has another purpose, and it's driven home by that voice from heaven. This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. This is a message for the PJs. It's a message for all of us. Jesus is not Moses all over again. Jesus is not Elijah, written bigger and bolder. Jesus is the Son of God, God the Son. He is the Messiah, the chosen one, and we are called to listen to him, to learn from him, to follow him. While it might be good to be here on the mount, we have things to do in the world. Jesus knew that he had something to finish. It was why he was spending some time with Moses and Elijah to begin with. But Jesus was continuing a purpose to teach and care. Hence, listen to him. Jesus has a continuing purpose, which is our salvation. And so they must keep going. Down the mountain they go and back into the world, back to the crowd, back to the people, back to the ones who need the help and the love and the care, back to it all. You see, from the beginning of his ministry in Nazareth and Capernaum, when Jesus was shouting out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," from there to the Sermon on the Mount, to all of his miracles and his stories, Jesus has been calling us to love and service for the world around us. Jesus wants us to help him create an atmosphere where we can all say, wherever we are, "How good, Lord, to be here." And so we come and we listen, we sing, we add our prayer and our praise and our thanksgiving. We come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We come and we drown our old sinful selves. We come for the strength and guidance, the peace and the hope needed to go into the world as God's children, to go into the world as followers of Jesus, to go into the world as bringers of love and builders of the kingdom. How good, Lord, here. But then Jesus urges us off the mountaintops and back into the world because Jesus wants us to see how good, Lord, to be here in the world. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to love and care for our neighbors, especially the ones that the world has thrown out, the ones we are being urged by others to forget or ignore. How good to love and care for them, as well as our friends and our family, as well as the neighbors and strangers and even enemies. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to be kind. Sometimes it's easy to see the ones who need kindness, and it's good to be there for them. But sometimes it's the people who irritate us most that need our kindness. And it's still good to be there for them, even if it's difficult to recognize the need or especially recognize our ability to provide that kindness. The world around us needs kindness, maybe more than anything else at times. And we are blessed with the ability to share God's kindness and mercy as we follow Jesus and we listen to him. Jesus wants us to recognize how good it is to forgive those who sin against us, or even to forgive ourselves. Jesus wants us to see how good it is to feed and help, to bring peace and hope, to make God's vision for the kingdom into our mission. Jesus' ministry is to make God's love manifest for all. In his living and loving, through his suffering and death, to his resurrection from the dead, Jesus was showing us the height and the depth and the breadth of God's love for all creation. Jesus stops on this mountain of transfiguration to confer with God's servants, to find strength for the ministry to come, and to show us all the glory of God right here among us. How good, Lord, to be here. Yet we may not remain. But since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. May the presence of Christ go with us as we bring God's grace and glory to the world. Amen. Let us now celebrate the incarnation of our Lord and all his glorious goodness by sharing the words we find in the Nicene Creed. Please rise. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Embolden your church as it witnesses to the majesty and mercy of your Son. Equip lay preachers, deacons, and pastors. Move us to share our stories of your faithfulness and forgiveness. May our lives proclaim your greatness. Lord, in your mercy, dwell with your whole creation, from the tallest mountain peak to the deepest valley. Support the work of disaster relief agencies around the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide and give wisdom to all in authority in our government. Bring freedom and justice to all nations. Lord, in your mercy, give shelter to those lacking safe homes. Spur communities to work for fair housing for all. Protect our neighbors whose dwellings do not keep out dangerous cold or heat. Accompany with your touch those who are homebound, sick, or isolated. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for all those who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Randy, Phyllis, Don, Stephanie, Judith, Ashley, Rhonda, and Jim. Come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, make us eager to receive your word in Scripture. Help us recognize Jesus' voice in the needs of our neighbors. Make us confident to follow the way of the cross. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanksgiving for the holy ones who have guided us in faithfulness and gathered even the unlikely as your people. with our forebears in faith and all who have hoped in you. Teach us to wait with courage until the promised day dawn. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to your own brilliant light. You are indeed holy, Almighty and merciful God. You are most holy and great as the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim our Lord's death until he comes. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you. And in the power of that love, I bid you all come to his table of grace.
This is the body. This is the blood. This is the blood. I will remember everything, Lord, that you've done for me. I won't take for granted the sacrifice that sets me free. This is the blood.
As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
My Savior's always there for me. My God, He was.